There's two big topics being discussed a lot at the moment. Now, on the one hand, what we call the truther community is talking about the Great Reset and a dystopian physical reality that we're moving into. And on the other hand, you have the spiritual community talking about the Great Awakening and this amazing kind of spiritual utopia that humanity is headed towards. But not many people are talking about how these two completely different, opposite, and polarized realities can or do coexist. And that's what I want to talk about today. I'm Liz Watt. Welcome or welcome back to where we navigate awakening and ascension and try to find purpose and meaning in this crazy world. So in today's episode, I want to talk about very quickly the Great Reset and the Great Awakening. What are they? How these two completely opposite and polarized views of reality can coexist and how they are actually the same things and where these two possible realities are headed and what you can do about it. So let's dive in. What is the Great Reset? Well, in the short version, the Great Reset is an agenda created by a group of central global organizations. And together, a small group of unelected people at the head of these private organizations propose to reset the entire world's economy and how we live and function. The Great Reset is an agenda of social and economic world control through strategic systems, people, and events. And a lot of this has already begun. Now, there's a whole community of truthers discussing and exposing the greed, corruption, manipulation, fear, and the people and events behind the Great Reset. And that's been running and dictating your lives for decades and even centuries. We're not going to go into that in detail here. I just want you to understand at a high level what it is. But I'll link a video about the Great Reset in the description that goes into it a little bit deeper. The thing to note is at the end of the Great Reset, the world will be depopulated. You will own nothing. These people will own and control everything, and you're told that you will be happy. Now, at the same time as the truth is in this dystopia, there's a spiritual community talking about the Great Awakening. And again, check out some of my other episodes about this, which kind of lay a bit of a foundation. But in a nutshell, the Great Awakening is becoming aware of the truth of the reality of control that we live in and the human condition, as in, what are you? What is a human? Many people on earth have already undergone a personal spiritual awakening throughout their lives and throughout history. But the concept of the Great Awakening proposes that many people, perhaps the majority of humanity, will experiencing an awakening at the same time and shift to a much higher level of awareness together. So collectively, vast numbers of humanity will awaken to the truth of reality and spirituality. So you'll understand the nature of reality and the human condition beyond just this physical form, and ultimately as the spiritual energetic being that you are. The Great Awakening will allow or be prompted by people waking up to the truth of this physical reality and illusion that you've been living in. So you'll see the corruption, control, manipulation, fear, and those authoritarian systems of enslavement. And as a result of the Great Awakening, humanity and the planet Earth will lift our vibration to a higher level. So how does this work? Because you have these two seemingly opposite and polarized views of the future, an awakened utopia and a controlled dystopia. You're likely seeing massive conflicts and polarity expose themselves across the world at present in many different forms. So how can these two very different realities and perspectives coexist? How can some people see this dystopia and some people see this utopia? What if I told you that both and neither exist? Now let me explain. As humans, you live in a polar reality. So to understand the external world, you must register polarity and opposites. To know and understand darkness, you have to know and understand light, because darkness is just a lack of light. And to know and understand happiness, you must know and understand sadness or unhappiness. Everything in physical reality exists on a spectrum between two opposites. And everything on that spectrum is just a degree of the same thing or lacking that thing. As a human, you too exist on a spectrum. Your physical human body and reality exist as a low vibration, heavy energy, and it's a tangible form you can perceive. Now, at the other end are the intangible and energetic aspects of you, your soul, your higher self, and the source energy that the physical and everything exists within and is created by. So you are neither and you are both at the same time. You're not that or that,
you're both.
The reality we're all experiencing also exists on a spectrum of both the physical and the energetic. So our human form can perceive tangible material and physical objects, but in, around, and through and between all these physical forms coexist layers of information and realities our bodies just can't perceive. There's all this information here, but I can't connect into it. So the spiritual community acknowledge the energetic and spiritual, but often fails to recognize the full truth of the heavy, dense nature of the physical reality we're currently experiencing, because it's not pleasant and it can be confronting and uncomfortable. And quite often they just don't want to look, and let's just focus on the positive. The truth of community focuses primarily on the physical nature and events of reality, but often fails to acknowledge that spiritual and energetic heart of reality, the human soul and source. So they're often focusing on the negative and missing everything else. And then there's these people in the middle who aren't really ready to look at either. The Great Awakening and the Great Reset are just opposite ends or degrees of a spectrum. So if this is resonating and starting to make sense, hit like and subscribe. And let me know if you've got any thoughts or questions in the comments below. So what would you think if I told you the Great Reset is the Great Awakening and the Great Awakening is the Great Reset? They're one and the same. They're the same thing, and they both have to happen, and here's why. So at one level, humanity and planet Earth are headed on a path of awakening. We're evolving, we're understanding and learning more, and the energetic vibration of Earth and humankind are collectively rising. More and more people are waking up to the truth of what we live in, the corruption of our human-made systems, and the enslavement of humanity through debt-based systems, and the truth of what we are, spiritual energetic beings having an experience in a physical human form. And the reason the Great Awakening is happening is because of the Great Reset. For years, small amounts of people have been doing a lot of internal work and raising the vibration of themselves individually, and as a result, the collective and ultimately the planet. And it's almost like Earth has hit a tipping point where there's an increasing or exponential awakening rate. The Great Reset and darkness are the shadow of humanity, and it's always been there, but hidden from sight. We've been going about our lives and we just haven't seen it. But the more the Great Reset is publicly rolled out now, the more people are able to awaken, as they now can see firsthand the corruption, the fear, and the manipulation and control on Earth, because it's so exaggerated and it's now just in our face. It's everywhere you turn, everywhere you look. So as people are waking up, it creates more awareness and light to shine upon the darkness and bring it to the surface. So the more people wake up, the more those behind the Great Reset panic and push it out faster, sloppier, and more extreme, trying to stop that awakening process, which forces the darkness in front of people and wakes them up even faster. So as the Great Reset is rolled out, more people wake up. As more people wake up, the Great Reset speeds up. As the light increases, so does the dark. As the dark increases, so does the light. So for those who can't or will not awaken and see things, things need to get worse for them to really see what's going on and have it really confront them in their face. They're either going to choose to awaken and move with us, or literally choose to physically leave this realm and move on. And a lot of those souls have come to Earth at this time with a contract to depart, to not awaken, so as to help those who are left see the truth of what's going on and to help them awaken. The Great Awakening is humanity waking up to polarity and the truth of both the darkness and the light. The Great Reset is bringing the shadow and darkness of humanity into the light so we can see it. So it has to happen. They both have to happen for the other to happen. So what does that mean for the future? Well, at present, we've got two different realities and potential futures and timelines. On the one hand, those focused only on the physical and believing what the government authority tell them are experiencing pandemics, economic collapse, depopulation, climate, environment, and other calamities. And out of fear, they may very well choose to follow that path of the Great Reset and engage in the coercive activities. They'll be taken into a dystopia of death, control, artificial intelligence, against transhumanism and virtual reality. And as crazy as it sounds, that may very well be what their soul came here to experience because they're choosing it. That's one reality they possibly came here for. At the other extreme, those focused only on the spiritual and energetic and ethereal, and possibly ignoring what's going on in the physical reality, may be experiencing some utopian bubble, but they fail to consider the overall bigger picture of reality and what we're in. We're in it. And if you're anything like me, you possibly experience both, either one at a time, together, and to varying extremes, which makes this a complete roller coaster journey. One minute you're like in the physical and all you can see is death and gloom and destruction. And the next minute you feel this internal kind of euphoria and knowing and calm that everything is perfect and okay and it's all meant to be. And then you flip-flop between them. And hopefully you can try to land somewhere in the middle where you can hold a space of neutrality and calm. So how do you neutralize these polarities? Well, the reality is that two polar realities are currently coexisting, and you may very well swing between their extremes, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. So what do you do? How do you navigate this process? Well, the key right now is to focus on yourself and your internal responses to whatever happens externally and out there, because that's the only thing you can control. The aim is to wake up to the truth of these two polarities and allow both to coexist without flip-flopping between them. But it's totally okay if you do. It's just having an awareness and realizing what is going on and coming back into yourself. So the more individuals that can hold this really neutral space and neutral response to the external, stand firm in your sovereignty, independence, and light, while allowing this dark to exist and carry on with what it's doing, the faster humanity and Earth will shift to a place of unity where both and all are allowed to coexist. But it won't be these polarities. It'll come and land to a much smaller degree. So we're potentially headed towards a rocky road as these two polarities move to their extremes and attempt to fight it out for one to win over the other. But in our physical polarized reality, both will always coexist, and it's just a matter of to what degree. Will it be massive extremes or much smaller kind of comparisons? Ultimately, the individual energy that you hold will contribute to our shared external reality. So where we go from here is up to you. The choice is always yours. So this is a high level explanation of how the Great Reset and the Great Awakening are coexisting, and there's a lot more individual topics that we can start to delve into and explore over time. But if this helps and you want to know more, then make sure you hit like or subscribe. And if you do want to understand the bigger picture faster, please check out my new book, Unity, How the Universe, the World, and You Really Work, where I've attempted to put a lot of these pieces of the puzzle together in a way that makes sense. Check out the link in the description and you can get a free copy of the first chapter while you're there. And I'll also leave some links in the description to check out some of my other episodes on the Great Reset and the Great Awakening if you haven't already. Thank you for watching. I really hope this helped you understand what you might be experiencing in this crazy world and bring you a little bit more peace and calm. Have a fabulous day, and I will see you next time.